Manuscript Releases, Volume 8. Numbers 526 to 663. MR. Number 562. The Moving of Pacific Union College. We waited many months for a decision regarding the title of the property under consideration at Sonoma. Finally, the time came when we felt that there should be no more delay in securing a place where we might locate our college. When I learned that our brethren were considering the advantages of a property near the St. Helena Sanitarium, I was deeply interested. Last Thursday evening, September 9th, I returned to St. Helena from a long journey in the eastern states. In crossing the mountains, I had been seriously affected by the high altitude and was very feeble. But I felt that I must see this school property at once. So the next morning after my arrival at home, with a few others, I went up Howell Mountain to visit the Angwin place. I was very happily surprised to find here a place where we need not wait to make great preparations before our school can be opened. Here we may call the students to come, and we can begin the schoolwork just as soon as they are on the ground. The advantages to be found here are many. A great deal of labor has been put forth to improve this property, which has been used in the past as a health resort. This place is more appropriate for our school than was the property we were previously considering. There was on that place, it is true, one large, very expensive building. But this building was not so well adapted to our schoolwork. Those who erected this building had been very lavish in the use of their means, but the expenditure was not appropriate in a building for common school purposes. At Sonoma, other buildings would have had to be erected very soon. But at Angwin's there are sufficient buildings for present needs, and our schoolwork can begin at once. These buildings are well adapted to our present necessities. Later on, more may need to be erected. Facilities will be added from time to time as they are needed. I'm very glad that we need be delayed no longer in locating our school, and I'm more thankful than I can express that our school and our sanitarium can be near enough together that their educational work may blend. The school can help the sanitarium by supplying it with fruit and vegetables, and the sanitarium can help the school by purchasing these things. And the students may receive advantages from both these institutions. I was able to see only the buildings and their immediate surroundings. Those who have seen the orchards and the large tract of timber can speak of these things. I know that the land near the buildings is good and produces abundantly. The fruit raised in the orchard is excellent, and fruit is of great value. In our schools, we should study simplicity in diet. There need not be a large amount of troublesome labor put forth in order to make food palatable. When we are really hungry, we shall be able to relish the simple foods that God has furnished. It will be a great advantage to raise on our own school land a large part at least of the fruits, grains, and vegetables that will be necessary for those in the institution. At Angwin's, there are great advantages for us health-wise. The place is elevated, but is not too high. I found that the air was bracing and that I could breathe freely. There is an abundance of clear, pure water, sufficient for all purposes. This is worth much to us. In the buildings, we found a number of porcelain bathtubs and facilities for the treatment of any who may be sick. The buildings are substantial and in good repair. The whole bears the appearance of good sense and meatness. The large supply of good bedding and the mattresses reminded me of what we found in Loma Linda when that property was purchased. Everything seems to be ready for the students and teachers to begin work. All may show their ingenuity and their industry in carrying forward in a commendable way the work of the farm and orchard. I feel to rejoice that we have substantial, neat, and convenient buildings all ready for our school. We can plan for more facilities as needed. It is true that there is a long hill to climb in order to reach the place, but that is not altogether a disadvantage. Many of us would be greatly benefited in muscle and in sinew if we did more climbing of hills. The former owner of this property seems to be well pleased that we have secured it, and I believe that the price is very reasonable, for there are horses and carriages, a number of cows, and almost everything that we need to begin work. There is all that we need for the present. Now let us all take hold interestedly to make this school what the Lord would have it to be. We need to seek wisdom from God, who has so wonderfully blessed us in preparing this place for our use.
We're spending a few days at the new school property, known as the Anguin Resort, about 8 miles from St. Helena. Before we returned to California, Elder Haskell and others looked over the property, and after comparing its advantages with those of other places they had seen, they decided to accept this. They offered their price for it, and being the first ones to make any offer, it was accepted. We held the dedicatory service on the morning of September 29th in a room which had been used as a dance hall, but which will now serve as a chapel. The room will seat about 200 persons. The room was filled with our people, and several of the leading brethren of the conference were present to take part in the exercises. As the school is at present, it is thought that it will accommodate about 100 students very nicely. But as the numbers increase, enlargements will have to be made. The students themselves can learn how to erect buildings under the instruction of capable teachers. Timber can be prepared right on the ground for this work, and the students can be taught how to build in a creditable manner. I feel that I cannot be thankful enough for all the precious advantages that have come to us with this property. We have an abundance of wood, and pure water is freely supplied to us from the Lord's treasure house. The buildings we can readily adapt to schoolwork. The dining hall is large, and is well supplied with dishes, cutlery, and table linens. A wide veranda extends on 3 sides of the house. The machinery is in good order. The furniture, though it is not fine, is substantial and in good repair, and there is an abundance of fruit canned and dried for the winter's use. Everyone is now employed in duties about the houses and grounds. We thank the Lord for the good school opening we had, with 45 students present. We shall now go ahead with schoolwork, trusting that the blessing of the Lord will rest upon both teachers and students. The Lord is good and greatly to be praised. We pray that His name may be glorified in this great blessing that He has let come to us. Since last Tuesday, September 28th, we have been staying at the new school, situated about 6 miles from my home and 5 miles from the St. Helena Sanitarium. The dedication service was held on September 20th, when the chapel was filled with students and visitors. There were 45 students present on opening day. Our people were deeply interested in this place we have purchased. Several of our leading brethren were present, and all gave expression to their appreciation of this property and to their thankfulness to God for His providential leading. It was the unanimous opinion that in the Anguin Estate, we have secured a most desirable location for our conference school. Among those who spoke were Professor Irwin, Elders Haskell, Corliss, Knox, Tate, Cottrell, and W.C. White. The work that had been done on the place to make it suitable for a pleasure resort has made it a very attractive place. The main building is a house of 3 stories, containing about 32 rooms. It is surrounded on 3 sides by wide verandas. In addition to this, there are 6 cottages. All these buildings came to us furnished, not extravagantly, but simply and substantially. The bedrooms were supplied with good beds and mattresses. There was an abundance of blankets and bed linen. Everything about houses and grounds looks clean and well kept. All are deeply grateful that we could secure such a place for our school, where we can begin without delay, and where everything that is positively necessary is at hand. Some of the buildings will have to be fitted up with heating apparatus for the winter, but this can be done at little cost. Those who rode about to view the more distant parts of the property were charmed with the scenery and with the woodland advantages. But that which we prize more highly than all is the retirement from city life. Here the students can be free to study the works of nature, and in the woods and mountains, learn of God through His handiwork. Released July 28th, 1977.